Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tune in to our online affiliates around the world via our podcast. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, when it comes to pursuing music but also pursuing one's passion, I think you guys are going to really appreciate our next guest. We're excited to welcome recording artist He's So Rude to our broadcast today. You guys know him, of course, as a platinum-selling songwriter and producer. He's an individual who can make a name for himself for his individuality, but also being able to build a platform that has really inspired others as well. He has a new project that's out now called Minimum Wage. We're going to talk to him about that, but also what it's been like for him to see the way that people are supporting the music and what you all can look forward to as well. He's So Rude. Hello to you, and welcome to the broadcast, man.
Oh, man, glad you had me. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak with you. Congratulations on the early response to Minimum Wage. And those he posted a post on Instagram thanking the fans for their support. What has it been like for you, He's So Rude, to be able to see the way that people are not only responding to the music, but also supporting the music as well?
Oh, man, it's been a blessing. It's been overwhelming, actually. You know, this is a definitely new part of my journey. I've been behind the scenes and behind a lot of music for a long time. But to be putting my music out there in my own voice has been definitely been a new experience, and I've been getting the outpour of support, and it's been a blessing.
As I mentioned, people, as you just said too, people have known you for what you've been able to do for other artists. Do you feel like music has always been that platform for you that allowed you to be able to be who you are or express who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that it gives you a chance to put your thoughts and put your experiences and others' experiences in a platform where people can relate to it and touch on it. That it's not, and yeah, I think it has a great impact. Yeah.
So I think, for a lot of people who have been following your journey, and, I think for people who are even just discovering you now, He's So Rude, when it comes to Minimum Wage, one thing they will tell is your passion for music. I think, one thing that separates you is that it's very obvious that you realize the music business is a business. Do you think having that understanding is what's helped you to have the longevity you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. I often tell the people that I work with, the different artists that I work with, that we've got it confused for so long in thinking that the music industry is an entertainment industry, and it's really not. It's a service industry. Our art is completely based on how it connects with people. We're not just paid to entertain. We have to actually connect to people in order to have success in it. So absolutely.
And I think, for people who follow you, they understand that. But you also have not been afraid to make your own mark. I think that was the interesting thing, too, I noticed, that I think a lot of people appreciate as a type of a newness, unfortunately, because so many people are just trying to be the next X, Y, or Z. Why has it been so important for you to make sure that you're being not only yourself as an individual, but also being unapologetic in that?
Yeah, I think it's important that, as an artist, you have to be unique. You have to be original, and you have to be uncensored and be yourself. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people want to put you in a box and say, you should be this kind of artist, you should be this type of thing. And you have to be able to stand firm on who you are and stand behind who you are. So I think that being unapologetic is super important in this journey, because you can't please everybody.
Right. Right. Such a great point. So I guess a great follow-up to that because we all know, of course, there are so many people that feel like, they have to be able to fit in. What is giving you the courage not to do it? What is giving you the courage just to be yourself and to let that be what kind of speaks for you?
Well, I believe if you want to see a change or you want to see something implemented, you have to be that change. And, I've aligned myself with some great artists, and encourage them to be themselves to the greatest extent. So now it's like, now I get to put my money where my mouth is and step into those shoes and be an example of someone that is going to be me all the time.
Love that. Love that. And I think, too, that's something that people appreciate because they can see it. They can see, you know, that realness in you. And that's one of the things, of course, that people gravitate to. You mentioned the artist. You have been able to work with some amazing artists along the way. What has that journey been like for you? As you mentioned, you know, you're used to kind of being, you know, the guy behind the guy. What has that been like for you to not only to work with these great artists, but now to be seen as that artist yourself?
Oh man, it's an amazing thing. I've always enjoyed, I guess, living vicariously through others and helping others, you know, get to that plateau of success for themselves. It's very gratifying for me, because I'm a dreamer and I believe in helping people get out their dreams. I think that's a beautiful gift to be able to have, and you know, I've been blessed to be able to help other people get their dreams out to the masses, and for me, it's kind of like, you know, it's a little uncharted water for me, but I think I'm very excited about it because I now get to really empathize with artists even more and putting myself out there and understanding that what it feels like on that island, because once you're out there as an artist, it's an island. Nobody looks at who wrote the song, who produced it. When you're on that stage or in front of people or talking to people, it's you against the world. So, you know, it's definitely given me a dose of the medicine that I've been dishing out.
Right, for sure, for sure. So I want to definitely talk about that more, about the performing aspect, because I'm sure, you know, from my conversations, that is not my area. He's so rude, so I stay in my lane. But it's always interesting to me to hear from artists about, for one thing, the live performance, but also have feeling that energy. I want to go back, though, to minimum wage. As I mentioned, you know, you've been, you know, seeing the early response to that, how people are feeling it. How did this particular project come about?
It's very interesting. When I decided to put out music, you know, that was the hardest part of the decision, is where do I start my musical journey? You know, do I start it from where I am now in life, where, you know, I've become a successful, accomplished writer and producer, or do I start it from what shaped me to become these things? I know when I was coming up, we would have, you know, speakers and celebrities and stuff when I was in school come and speak, and it always be like, yeah, I made it, you can make it too. But I would always be more interested in the people that talked about the how, you know. I've been working since I turned 14 years old. My first job was at a grocery store called Winn-Dixie, and I've been working ever since. My work ethic is everything in who I am, and I know that space of when you have a dream, you have a passion about something, but you have to do something that you don't necessarily want to do because you have necessities. You have to take care of things.
Right.
And I wanted to start my journey there. I want to touch the people that are still not able to fully live their dream and encourage them and give them the outlet to keep going, but also start thinking about how to jump into your dream, how to step out on faith and do it.
Right, exactly. Love that. And I think, too, along the way, I mean, one thing I've noticed, too, in prepping for this, of course, you've seen a lot of the changes that have happened in music, but you also in a position, he's so rude, it seems like, to really benefit from that. I'm talking about, namely, what's happening with streaming. I know, you know, also, of course, with the internet, you know, with social media. What has that been like for you to tap into that and to use that to help spread the word and to magnify your message?
I mean, I love it. I believe it levels the playing field, and it allows – it puts the ball in the hands of the people. You don't need – any artist doesn't need millions and millions of physical fans anymore. You just need solid supporters that tap in and stream your music and spread the word, and you can make a living, a sustainable living off that. And you get to really touch your fans and touch the people that are involved in your movement. You know, versus back in the day, there were advantages to having privacy, but this now gives you a just a full scope to just be able to go in and touch the people and see how they respond, see what they like, see what they dislike. I think it's beautiful.
I think that's such a great point. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You all are listening to Conversations Live. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. Also, of course, those joining us online via our podcast, we're excited to welcome Hisa Rue to our broadcast today. He's not only a platinum-selling songwriter and producer, but also an individual celebrating his newest project, Minimum Wage. I should also mention he's Grammy-nominated as well. One thing I noticed about you, too, you have the titles there, Hisa Rue. You know, people have, you know, they definitely give you your flowers, rightly so. But it doesn't seem like you're really defined by that, the Grammy nominations, by, you know, being a platinum, you know, producer. Talk to us about perspective, because I think that a lot of times we get lost in that, especially in our generation, right, where everything's about how many likes we can get or how many, you know, followers and, you know, and all of these things. How have you been able to keep everything in perspective in your career?
I often say to a lot of the people that are around me, I often say success is objective. You know, it's what you want success to be. You know what I mean? Some people believe that success is fame and money, and it's not always that. You know what I'm saying? I believe that the guy that takes out the trash can be successful in his own right. If his vision of success is to have a family and to have a career that puts food on the table and to be able to spend time with his loved ones, then he's in the successful space. I never let outside people or accolades define my level of success. I believed in myself. I believed that I was a successful writer before I ever had an accolade. And those things become, yes, they're appreciated. And without a doubt, they're appreciated. But they don't define who I am, and they shouldn't divine who other people who you are, period.
Right, exactly. Such a great thing. You had made a post on Instagram, Hisa Rue, on March 22nd. It was a funny little video, but the caption, though, was something that was important that I wanted to bring out, because I think it says a lot about you. It says a lot about, and you were promoting the Minimum Wage Project at the time, but I think it says a lot for creatives out there too. And the mission was, what you, the message you wrote was, our dreams are around the corner. Talk to us about that for yourself. And it seems like you really are benefiting from the long game. I think, again, as I was mentioning earlier, we sometimes want things to happen in a certain way, but how important has that been to remind yourself of that, that what you want is right around the corner?
I have to tell myself that every day. And it's okay. You have to give yourself grace and understand that just because something hasn't happened yet, that it doesn't mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to do or you're not walking in your purpose. I got my first hit record at 29 years old. I dropped out of college my senior year to pursue music at 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? That around the corner could be 9 years or 9 months or 9 days, but you have to just keep your head and push forward and forge forward until it happens, if this is what you really want and it's what you really love and what you're really passionate about.
Yeah, such a great thing, such a great reminder. So for those who are just now hearing about Minimum Wage, talk to our audience about the project, what they can expect from it.
Man, it's you're going to see a lot of my roots. You know, I was a theater major in college and in high school. So you're going to see it's a little funny. It's a little theatrical. It's definitely a space that it's relatable and it's real. You know, we've all been there, I believe. We've all had some sort of minimum wage job and probably hated it to some degree. So it gives you an outlet. I talk about a lot of things in the workforce. I talk about rush hour traffic. I talk about just the grind of just getting up and starting your week every Monday and how daunting that can be. And I just speak on a lot of things that I believe people will be able to relate to, and it'll be a way to vent and not actually quit your job.
Right.
But, you know, get some of those feelings and thoughts out.
Love that. So I mentioned earlier, as you were talking about the artists you work with, one of the things that so many artists that I've had the pleasure of interviewing have looked forward to is that live performance, Hisa Rue. A lot of them, you know, they enjoy being in the booth. the expression of themselves, their creativity, but there's nothing they say like that energy on stage. Talk to us about that experience for you. What has that been like for you now? As we've been talking about you being on this side, what has that been like for you to feel that energy?
It's been great. I haven't been able to do a big stage yet. I've been able to do some intimate things so far, mm-hmm. and it's very exciting to to still get those butterflies and to get those nerves shaken up, because for me, I've been able to, like I said, live vicariously through other artists and not have to actually experience being on those stages.
Right.
But now it's definitely it's electrifying. I believe it is. It definitely it sends a buzz all through my body to be able to share my art and to get that instant gratification.
Love it. When our artists, our audience can be able to be a part of that by being able to support the project, minimum wage, and also, of course, to be able to stay connected with you to be able to keep up with the journey. Again, everyone, recording artist Cecil Root has been our guest. Talk with us about the experience of being able to do what he loves, now to be able to share the music with all of you, but also being able to inspire creativity along the way. Cecil Root, really appreciate you stopping by, man. How can our audience stay connected with you and support the project?
Real simple. Hisarood.com right now is where the project is living. I'm going to be on all streaming platforms this Friday. So right now I'm just, I've been selling my project, individually on Hisarood.com, just to, just get support and get, like I said, to touch the people. But, on Friday, you'll be able to stream my project everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere you want to go.
Love it. All right, man. Well, look, keep up the great work, man. Glad we had a chance to chat about the project and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Oh, man. Likewise. I can't wait.
All right, man. Appreciate that. And we
thank
your audience for tuning in. Oh, you're more than welcome, man. Thank you. I appreciate the time. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.